9520, Linda Solom and Robert J. Crest Jr., south of Road 602, 1,485 feet, west of Road 594, being lot 2 within Pine Haven Farms Development, a special exception placing a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. Name and address.
Linda Solom, 10983 Pitt Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Robert Cress, 10983 Pitt Road, Seaford.
Both in. You swear testimony about to give true professional knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board? Excuse me. Hardship and who's it for?
3 years ago. We bought it 3 years ago.
Four.
Several years ago, we bought a piece of property straight east of Bridgeville. It's out in the country. Mm-hmm. And at the time that we bought it, there was a trailer on the property. And we, Bob has a son who has severe schizophrenia. And he had been trying to live away from us because he had been living with us and wasn't working out very well. So we put him into the trailer where he's lived and seems to be doing fairly well. But it's nearly 3 acres. It's 2.89 acres. And we would like to put a house up there so that we could be closer to Rob and take better care of him than we are right now. We're running back and forth a lot. He can't hold a job. He can't work. He's a sick person. And so we would like to be up there with him and be able to help him if he needs help and take care of him if he needs to be taken care of. So that's what we would like to do.
You say you'd like to build a home?
It's a modular.
Okay. Purchasing a modular.
Double wide.
Double wide.
Yeah.
Double wide.
28 by 54.
Gotcha. So that's... That would be where you would, that would be your permanent.
We would live there.
Correct.
Yeah. He likes that trailer. So we keep him in the trailer.
You have to get the new one for you. It's a 28 by 56 Redmond. The one that you're looking at.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you understood how I explained the hardship before.
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay. Is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Just as information, if the situation did change, which unit would have to go?
One of them. Either one.
Either one would have to go.
The single wide.
We would convince him to leave that single wide. He could move into the house that we're going to move into. We'd put something else up there because...
Or just destroy it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it would be a single wide.
You couldn't put somebody else up there.
No.
No.
Not under hardship.
No.
It would
just
go down the
just
road.
Just us and him.
It's old. I mean, we put new floors in it, new walls. Didn't have a front door on it when we bought it.
He likes it.
That's nice.
It has a front door now.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Any further questions? Again? Mr. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 9520 as it's been presented to us.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second. For a period of 2 years.
Period of 2 years. I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9520 for a period of 2 years and the way that it was presented this evening. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Good
luck. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.